Here in Washington, the Federal Communications Commission decides today whether to relax existing media ownership rules. Critics say changing the rules would lead to a homogenized media. The issue has brought together activists from across the political spectrum. NPR's Susan Stone reports.
Fridays are quiet at the Washington headquarters of Common Cause. A handful of staffers are manning the phone bank and finishing up press releases. President Shelley Pingree says, don't let the relative calm fool you.
Well, we've been very busy for the last couple of weeks, and our members have been tremendously engaged. We've had more signatures to our online petition on this issue in a shorter period of time than on any other issue that we've worked with.
Last week, Common Cause and two other interest groups, Move On and Free Press Media Reform, created an attention-getting ad that appeared in the Washington Post and New York Times, and on local television in New York and Washington. It features the grimacing face of Australian media baron Rupert Murdoch. He's peering out of every channel on a TV set as a portent of what's to come.
Rupert Murdoch. He already owns Fox Network, Fox News, Fox Sports, FX, a newspaper, all these TV stations. But he wants more. So on June 2nd, Republicans on the FCC plan to get rid of an important regulation so Rupert Murdoch can buy more TV stations, radio stations, newspapers, giving him control over much of the news you hear. This monopoly is no game.
On Thursday, protesters from groups as diverse as United for Peace and Justice to the Texas State Rifle Association gathered around the country at Clear Channel radio stations and offices.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Media conglomerates got to go! Hey, hey!
The radio superpower, which owns 1,200 stations, is seen as the ultimate example of deregulation gone bad. In front of radio station KFI in Hollywood, California, activist Jody Evans of Code Pink Women for Peace had this advice for those gathered.
Keep on your emails, keep on the mail, get this message out. We have got to stop this vote on June 2nd, and the more the public knows about it, the more the outcry, the less they'll be able to do this vote in the dark.
Local news reports counted about 150 protesters in New York, around 100 in San Francisco, 12 to 35 in Pittsburgh, and 4 in Charlotte, North Carolina. In Chicago, Jesse Jackson and the Rainbow Push Coalition addressed the issue on Friday with a sparsely attended press conference.
Too few people own too much media. It lends itself to marginalizing culture, political expression. It damages our democracy.
What the protests were lacking in people, they made up in postcards, phone calls, and email. Groups from the National Writers Union to the Parents Television Council sent out alerts late last week reminding their members to make themselves heard. And they have. The FCC has received 500,000 comments online and through the mail, including 250,000 postcards from members of the National Rifle Association. On Friday, an FCC staffer said the office had received so much email and voicemail that both systems crashed. The comments were almost universally against changing the current rules. Many of these groups plan to make their feelings known again by protesting during today's FCC meeting, which is open to the public. Some are already anticipating defeat and planning what to do when a review of media ownership rules comes up again in 2 years. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.
Past NPR coverage of the media ownership issue and a link to live coverage of the FCC debate are at npr.org.